This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
Or maybe it's wakey, wakey to your wife sticking a flashlight in your face at 1 o'clock in the morning because you think something's burrowing in through the ceiling. Nonetheless, I'm Rick DiPietro.
I'm intrigued by a lot of guys.
That's my co-host, Dave Rothenberg. We got our amazing producers.
It's like me, the janitor, a homeless guy.
And that's RJ Santillo, and of course...
You can be completely naked, do whatever you want.
That is my teammate, Raymond Santiago. Thank you for getting up with us this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Betts and Stennett.
Call us what you want, but don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776. Get feisty with Dave if you want.
I will walk up to you and punch you in the mush.
Right in the face. We have an awesome show planned for you today. Knicks get themselves back to 500 with their fifth straight home win. RJ Barrett back-to-back 30-point games.
The Knicks are great. I love watching this team.
You love it, Dave. We love it. The Nets' big three blew out the first-place Bulls in Chicago. 138 points, and Kyrie only had 9 of them. New York Giants owner John Mara spoke with the media yesterday. We'll hear from him and get into what the Giants should.
McAdoo.
Moving forward. Islanders finally back in action tonight against the Devils, Rangers, in San Jose. Major League Baseball and the Players Union set to meet. Thank God. Good chance we cold call Jordan Renan. And you'll get some perfectly executed live reads today.
If you're not worried...
And as always, on Thursday at 6:45, we have observations and did it happen in Florida? But before we get to all of that goodness, I'd like to say good morning to the most thoughtful man I know.
I hope you have a brain hemorrhage when you sleep.
Very nice. That is the one and only, my best friend and yours, David Rothenberg.
Wow. That was something else. That was very well done. And I think what most people don't realize, and because I notice the minutia, and I'm in the woods knee-deep with you, there's a new headset involved, right? I notice what's going on. Looks like you're about to take people on a Call of Duty. I love it. Look at what's happening here. What an open. Glorious. I mean, wakey, wakey. You have drops galore. You've incorporated RJ and Raymond, the Knicks, the Giants, all of it. Oh. Just a gorgeous open. Very well done by you.
Thank you, David. Thank you. I was excited. I got the new headset in the mail yesterday. RJ finally got it done for me, and we're rolling.
Let me ask one question that I found to be interesting in the open that I was unaware of. Flashlight in the face, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
What happened there? Burrowing animal up in the crawl space?
No, I don't know what it is. I have no idea, but at 1 o'clock in the morning, I thought I was having a dream. There's a light in my eyeballs. And I'm like, what? Is this it? Was this the brain hemorrhage that Dave was talking about? Is this the light?
Oh, yes.
And I woke up, and it's my wife with the flashlight in my face searching the room. She's like, can you hear that? Can you hear it? I'm like, no. I was sleeping. I can't hear anything. She's like, something's coming in through the ceiling. I'm like, oh, my God. There's nothing coming in through the ceiling. It's probably a pipe. She's like, no. I bet it's a squirrel. I'm like, oh, Cass, what do you want me to do? Go up in the attic? She's like, would you do that? I'm like, no, I'm not going up in the attic
really?
Right now.
So you say yes to everything she asks you. Would you drive to another state for a piece of pizza? Absolutely. Would you go do this for me? And absolutely. Would you go into the attic now and check out the squirrel that's trying to burrow itself in? No. No.
There's no chance.
Now you've gone too far, honey.
There was no way at 1 o'clock I was going up in the ceiling into the attic. To what? What am I going to do if there's a squirrel up there? I'm going to take on the squirrel.
It's not going to end well. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
No, I got the big Thursday open. I go up there. I get attacked by a squirrel. Now I can't get the job done. Maybe I get injured. Who knows?
Odds are yes.
Yes, it's a lose-lose situation.
It's a lose-lose-lose situation. So how did that play itself out then?
She's currently downstairs on the couch.
Wait, so when you said, no, I won't, she's like, you know what? Fine, then I'm going to get up and I'm going to go sleep on the couch. Goodbye.
Yes. She goes, I don't want to be in this bed if something pops up through that ceiling. I'm like, there is nothing that is going to fall down on your face while you're sleeping.
That is correct. There's no way that anything's going to burrow through the ceiling onto your head in the middle of the night.
Yes. So needless to say, she is now on the couch.
So you're not in good standing right now.
No,
which we never hear.
No, I think I'm fine. I'll go up. I mean, once the show's over, I'll go up there and check it out. But I can't. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, man. I wake up at 2. I was like, oh, I just need, I get one more hour. Like, you know how that is, when you wake, you're, a couple hours before your alarm, you wake up
terrible.
And you're like, oh,
I do it every night. Because I wake up at 4. So every single night at 3 o'clock, I get up to go to the bathroom. I'm like, I got one more hour to go.
It's the worst, though. But
it's
if you get
terrible.
Me 2, if I'm waking up 2 hours before the alarm to go pee, I'm like, oh, great, I got 2 hours. But as soon
and
as
if you
get
ever get
one
to 3
less,
hours, you oh, my God.
It's an extra night of sleep.
It's like a dream come true. You're right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you have infestation in your home again. I mean, this seems
I don't even
to be
know
a
if that's true.
Thing.
No, we have a strobe light. She's got some crazy anti-squirrel strobe light that's in the attic. It can't be a squirrel.
I don't know.
She got infomercialed. There's
oh,
the strobe
really?
Light. Yeah, there's the strobe light, I guess, that the squirrels don't like or rodents don't like, so it's just flashing up. It's like a rave in my attic.
Wouldn't think anybody would like it.
No, I wouldn't either. So I can't.
Bright light
time
flash in your face over and over and over.
See, I think it's got to be just one of the pipes because it's getting so cold out.
It's freezing.
Some heating situation.
Yeah, I would agree. But you know what? She's so on edge.
No, she really. I'm not even joking, Dave. She really thought. I'm like, Cass, listen, close your eyes. You'll be fine. If something pops out of the ceiling, I promise I'm here. She's like, no, there is no chance that I'm gonna lay here and be able to sleep if I think a squirrel is going to come down through that vent. I'm like, oh, my God.
That'd be some squirrel. That'd be like the jaws of squirrels. If it yes. if it got through the ceiling and the woodwork and everything, that would be quite the job.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would, at that point, I would want to hire the squirrel, at least maybe take that on as a pet.
Oh, or at least a mascot.
Or something.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be like the Jeff Galluli of squirrels. Right?
That's a squirrel that knows what he's doing.
Yeah, no, that's the best in the business. That's like the Luca Brasi of squirrels. Now, I don't think that's gonna happen. So hopefully it's not infestation that you're gonna have to deal with all day, and you're not gonna be able to deal with it, and then you have to make a call, an exterminator. It won't end well. So keep us posted on that. Very well done on the open. Lot of good stuff, a lot of positive stuff on this Thursday, and then of course we have Nobservations and DHIF. Now, I also maybe to start, maybe to end. Have just one. Is this a real college to play? Just one.
No, you should have played it yesterday. I was waiting for it yesterday. I thought yesterday would have been a perfect time.
No, there's too much Giants stuff going on. There's a lot of Knicks and Giants and Nets today, too. But I have one. That's it.
No, you know how much I love the game. It's RJ is the one that makes you feel bad about doing it all the time.
He makes me feel so guilty.
It's so guilty.
It's true. He's so mean about it. Because I said last time, I was like, I have another one. I was like, you know what? We can't overdo it, Dave. And I know you think it's funny all the time, but enough is enough.
See, I thought yesterday you were just trying to sneak in and maybe just for a quick couple seconds to break it up a little bit because you had the two unbeatens that lost. So it was kind of topical, college basketball is kind of topical.
Yeah, but they weren't sounding like they were losing to Laverne. I mean, they were losing to Texas Tech, right?
Well, yeah, no, I know. No, I know, but that's how you could have brought us into the game, though. You know what I mean? Like, oh, hey.
Well, I got
not
one.
Sure if you saw this.
I got one, and I'll tell you the genesis of this. We'll get to the Knicks in just a second.
Or Biblioteca.
Biblioteca. I don't even remember that one. Then you're like, isn't that library in Spanish?
Or Pronk.
Or Pronk.
So because I always scroll through every college basketball game as I go to bed, and I just want to see what's going on in the world of college basketball. And I saw this school. I was like, what? Like, you, what, the, really? Like, I almost can't even wait until 6:45 to do it. When I saw it, I couldn't believe that this was the name of a school. And then I started thinking, what two made-up schools will go with this school? Because I don't even know that I can make anything up that is at the level of this actual school.
This is a good tease. I can't wait to see what you come up with.
6:45, baby. We're going to do it. RJ, I know you hate the is this a real college or not, but would you like me to go first, or would you like me to go at the end of observations and DHIF?
See, I don't like where you're positioning me on this.
What do you mean? It's accurate.
Listen, it did happen that we were off and rolling. We were going to, it was becoming daily, and I'm saving you from yourself. The greatness that is this segment is better when it's sprinkled in periodically.
Well, you know what? You really killed it, and you there was something else. He did it with something else. Oh, The Price is Right.
Yeah, we were doing it too much.
Remember that? He's like, no. I mean, he's like a Catholic school teacher. It's like, no, he takes the rule, he smacks you on the head. He's like, no, enough.
You act like I have the authority to rule over you. You do what you want. You're out there calling the place.
We look at you like a muse. We look at you like the leader of the pack. And what you say goes on the show. And we when you can be strict, oh my God, it's overwhelming for us.
Listen, I'm a big fan of everyone on this show. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I offer input, and maybe it's a bit harsh. But I'm trying to make you your best self.
I believe that's true, and I believe there's a mean streak at the surface of what you do.
So you think at my core I'm just a bad person?
No, I didn't see you taking it the wrong way. I didn't say bad. Rick, did I say bad person?
No, I mean, there was nothing some insinuation. Like
that. It could be worse. You're insinuating he's on a power trip. That's what you're saying.
No, listen, I don't want to hear from you, please. I actually talked to somebody. So I was doing the circuit yesterday. You'd have been so proud.
No, I was not proud.
What do you mean not proud?
I was going to text you, but I figured you may be going back to sleep. KJM, they kept you on forever. You were awesome on KJM. So I turned on, I mean, because this is the kind of team that I am. I saw the clock. It's 11 o'clock. I'm like, oh, man, Dave's coming up on Greeny.
Yeah.
He asked you a question, and you didn't even understand. You didn't answer the question. When he brought up the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, he was insinuating, and the only reason I know this is because I watched him on Get Up, is that the reason why the Giants fired Joe Judge when they did was because they heard what Aaron Rodgers said, and they have interest now in trading for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that was his question. He didn't really ask that then.
No, he didn't. See, maybe it's because I heard him say it, but that was what he was, when he asked you about that Aaron Rodgers stuff, and you're like, oh, can Aaron Rodgers just keep his mouth shut? He was actually insinuating that they made the move because they would have interest in Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback next year.
Well, then he should ask that.
don't tell Greeny what to do.
Well, that's not what he did. He didn't say, do you think maybe because Aaron Rodgers said this and they're interested in Aaron Rodgers, that was the reason that they fired him. He said, what did you think? Even guys like Aaron Rodgers were taking shots and they were laughing at it. What did you think of that? So if he wants me to, that's my fault? Now I don't do well on the interview? I thought I was exceptional.
No, I thought you were good. I thought you were good, but you set the bar so high on KJM. I mean, you were dominant on that show. Dominant.
Well, thank you.
He almost took it over.
Really?
Which I loved.
Well, I don't know. It's an interesting interview because it's like they bring you on, they hang on to you, and then they just talk amongst themselves, and then every once in a while, there was actually a time.
I thought you were done. I know what you're talking
about. I thought so, too. There was actually a time when someone from our station popped in my ear and was like, I don't know if you're done or not, so I'm going to pot you down. But if they come back to you, we'll pot you back up. I was like, okay. Like, you could talk now because we've turned your microphone off. Like,
that's Dave Rothenberg from Rothenberg and DiPierre.
Yeah, Rothenberg and DiPierre. For some reason, and I'm not quite sure, the name of our show is flummoxing to those guys.
No, they can't figure it out. They have no, like, it's just, it's, my favorite was when they had you on the last, before.
And they just said, Dave is here?
He just said to the national audience, we got Dave with us.
Yeah, we got Dave here. Dave is going to be with us. But I should have told you, had I realized you were so focused, hyper-focused on what I was going to be doing, I was on in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
Wow.
I was on in Richmond, Virginia, 910, the power that is 910 of Richmond, Virginia. I was on in San Francisco yesterday, RJ. Yes, breaking down the Giants and what they've done. And I didn't even tell you guys this is actually comical. I was asked to go on in Dallas, and I turned it down.
Why would you turn down that opportunity?
I didn't want to go on in Dallas.
Yeah, but you
not
could.
What
I mean,
I'm looking to do.
Yeah, but you hate Dallas, right?
Yep, that's right.
We've established that. So now you could have turned yourself into what Stephen A. is to Dallas Cowboys fans. You could have. I mean,
didn't want.
You could have went on there and been just the biggest jerk, the most hated Giants fan.
No, that's another child that I wouldn't let in my car because he was wearing a Cowboys hat. No. Wouldn't do it.
You should have. You missed an opportunity.
You know what? Why should I? You said I was awesome. I'm providing insight and knowledge. I will not do it for Cowboys Nation. Absolutely not.
No, but I'm not saying go on and be awesome.
Yeah, no, you're saying
go on
troll.
And be a troll.
Yeah, no, yes. I get it. Listen, it's not an awful take, an awful way to look at things, but no, I don't. I'm not providing them with knowledge. I don't want to talk to those people.
You could have said, like, as bad as it is for the Giants, I can't wait to see how Dallas feels on
that?
Monday when they're one and done.
Imagine? How about them Cowboys? Just mock them. I can't wait.
And then we're going to steal Will McClay. How do you like that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Enjoy him as he says goodbye. Dan Quinn, he's gone. Kellen Moore, he's a child. Right?
You should have done that. That would have been great.
Now, but the genesis for me telling you this is two separate people I spoke to as they were setting me up for the interviews yesterday both said, boy, you know who's really annoying on your show? I said, who? They're like, Santiago. I mean, he seems like a nice guy, but he is awful with his Cowboys takes and his Cowboys stuff. I said, yes, wow. I know, and I have to deal with this every single day.
Sounds like more Giants homers.
You could take that if you'd like, but that you are turning off the country is what you're doing.
You see how happy it makes Dave, though, too?
It does. That's the type of person he is.
To relay this information.
He's all about dragging you down.
He loves
pretending he's in your corner. But
I mean, never. No, he's not.
No, I wasn't. I was not. I didn't defend you. I said, yeah, I said he's really.
Oh, no, I didn't say you defended me, but you like to pretend that you're in my corner.
Well, I do like you.
I doubt that.
No, if I didn't like you, I'd say I didn't like you. I like you very much. I think you're a great guy. I think you're a good friend. I think you're a good son. I think you're a terrific
worker. Who deserves
worker.
To die in a plane crash?
I never said that. And I never said that. I said it would be deserving if that were to happen the way you were acting. I didn't say I was hoping that, in fact, would happen.
Again, how was I acting? Let's just for clarification, how was I acting?
I've gone through it. I'm not going to do it again.
Okay.
All right? I'm not going to stoop myself to your level. All I'm saying is that other people that listen to the show that are in the industry are turned off by what you do.
I'm glad to hear that, then.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know if I feel comfortable with you calling it the industry, either.
What do you mean?
I don't know if I like that. It just feels, I mean, that feels dirty, the industry.
Well, that's what it is. We're the sports talk radio industry.
I know, but it just feels like, I mean, that's more like the porn industry. I don't know. It sounds, watch, I don't listen.
Only you. Like I mentioned our industry, and all of a sudden Jenna Jameson pops into your head.
Jenna Jameson's having problems right now.
I know. She has the same thing that what was the old Cowboy Center, Santy?
Cowboy Center.
The Cowboy Center that had to retire. He was
Mark Fredericks.
Oh, Fredericks, yeah.
Yeah, she has the same
really?
Same issue as him. Yeah.
Guillain-Barré syndrome, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
She can't walk. No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Awful.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Flashlight in the face, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
What happened there?
1 o'clock in the morning. I thought I was having a dream. There's a light in my eyeballs. Was this the brain hemorrhage that Dave was talking about? Is this the light?
I hope you have a brain hemorrhage when you sleep.
My wife with the flashlight in my face searching the room. She's like, can you hear that? Can you hear it? I'm like, no. I was sleeping. I can't hear anything. She's like, something's coming in through the ceiling. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, no. I bet it's a squirrel.
How did that play itself out then?
She's currently downstairs on the couch.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
There's a new headset involved. I notice what's going on. Looks like you're about to take people on a Call of Duty. I love it.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 6 o'clock hour. Guess who's got his reads? This guy. Time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So, John Mara addressed the media yesterday. Can we get this out of the way first before we even dissect what he had to say? Did you hear the Giants wouldn't make this live?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
What are you doing?
I have no idea. I mean, you're the one with the Giants insiders that text you before things are going to happen. You ask them why it happened.
I think it's such a bad look, isn't it?
Well, I mean, they're not like the show where we have total transparency.
Obviously not. So what is the point of that, do you think? That, God forbid, something goes horribly wrong, it just doesn't make it onto the Zoom call?
Well, no. I mean, I guess if you watch it live, if a question gets asked that you don't like.
So now they have kind of complete control over what's allowed in and not?
What they're going to post, yeah, maybe. Or what they're going to post afterwards.
Yeah, but can't you just, if there's a question that you feel is inappropriate or you don't like, can't you just avoid the question anyway?
Yeah, but do you really want to avoid any of the questions, though?
Yeah, but you don't think if, make up a reporter's name. You don't think if Renan asks a question, he gets heated and uncomfortable and maybe there's a little, back and forth and it doesn't make it onto the Zoom. You don't think that Renan brings that to the table? I asked X, Y, and Z about Joe Judge and they eliminated it from the conversation?
No, of course. Of course, that's what happens.
Right. There's how many reporters are on this thing?
Well, I mean, there was. I can't give you an exact number, but I mean,
a lot though.
Well, yeah, you can't. I mean, this is the story right now. The Giants are the story. Moving on from Joe Judge was the story. Like,
is it fair to say the Giants are? And really, I mean this: the number one story in sports right now, until the games kick off on Saturday.
Yeah, and for all the wrong reasons. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, Miami was right up there with the whole Brian Flores being fired.
Which was a minute, yeah.
But now, I mean, this is, again, I mean, say what you want about the Giants. They're a dumpster fire. They're a laughingstock. But it is still the Giants. I mean, you heard in that clip we played from Greeny. This is one of those legacy franchises. So when stuff like this happens with the Giants, it becomes a big story.
Let's hear from John Mara. He spoke. This is what was said. I have a lot of cuts. So let's quickly run through as many as we possibly can. Was the press conference the last straw for Joe Judge after the game against Chicago?
Obviously, I wasn't thrilled with that particular press conference, but I can't say there was one specific act that was the last straw. It was just a culmination of things. We just got to a point where I thought we had dug ourselves a hole so deep that I didn't see a clear path to getting out of it unless we completely blew it up and started all over again with a new general manager and a new head coach. I still think that there is a really good head coach inside of Joe Judge. I just felt like, given where we are right now on the verge of bringing in a new general manager, we have to give that person the flexibility to bring in the head coach that he wants. And I think that was a large part of the decision here in making a change. I just felt like we really needed to just start from the ground up again.
See, I like that answer. I mean, you're not pleased that it got to this, but I think that's the answer you're looking for if you're a fan of the Giants, no?
No, that's exactly the answer. But I mean, that's the reality of the situation. I think that's why it took a couple days. I think if it was up to John Mara, he probably would have said, let's keep Joe Judge for another year. But, after having the meetings, calling or picking up the phone to call potential GM candidates, they realized that if we're going to get the guy that we want, that's going to actually be capable of turning this thing around, he doesn't want to have Joe Judge as his head coach.
Of course. Nobody would. What else was concerning, upsetting for John Mara? The quarterback sneaks were very troubling.
Obviously, those weren't my favorite play calls in the world. I wish we had run that back when Pisarcik was here. But that was just one minor factor in the overall scheme of things. Obviously, not what I was looking for watching the game. But, you know, you can point to any number of play calls that any of us could have second-guessed. But it was a bit of a surprise. I mean, let's put it that way.
I mean, this is a guy that's so patient and so relaxed, and you see, is not, you know, jump at things when it happens negatively, was completely taken off guard by quarterback sneaks in second and third down.
Yeah, but those weren't even play. Like, there are plenty of plays during a game that you, I mean, you'll question after the fact because they don't have, they don't work. Like, I mean, the Alex Bachman jet sweep that got blown up on fourth and one, that would be a play. Like,
yeah, but you, well, but those plays happen. Like,
that's
you,
I mean,
run plays that don't work, and that's just part of the game of football. This is not. Running quarterback sneaks on second and third down from your own four-yard line is not within the fabric of football.
Well, no, you're not second-guessing. You're first-guessing it. I mean, you're watching that, and you're like, what the hell are we doing right now? Like, why are we calling those plays? I thought when Joe Judge got this job, he talked about, you know, each play would tell a story, and we compete for, you know,
it was a story.
Minutes.
It was a fully scripted. It was this. I should get fired.
I mean, he did himself no favors.
No favors. Now, I thought this was a very interesting question and answer. Is this the low point of your time with the Giants?
Is this your lowest moment in your association with the Giants? I mean, is this as embarrassed as you've been about the franchise?
Honestly, I would have to say yes. Yes, it is. I kept thinking during the season that we had hit rock bottom, and then each week it got a little worse. So honestly, I'm not proud of saying this, but if I'm going to be 100% honest, I would have to say the answer is yes.
I mean, how about that? I mean, this is a guy that lived through the 70s here. And the last 5 years have been a lower point. He's what, 67, 68 years old? He's been around this organization since he's a child. And this is the low point? This is some kind of low point, huh?
Yeah, but you said it, though. I mean, they've now gone into that laughingstock territory where they become a punchline. I mean, the last 5 years, Dave, I mean, they're the worst team in football. The worst. And on top of that, they're a joke now. So, yeah, there's got to be some. I mean, there has to be some embarrassment.
Well, of course. I mean, they're embarrassing. There should be some embarrassment. DPHR Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, why should the Giant fan base trust you? Here again is John Mara.
Well, I haven't given him any reason to believe that. It's up to me to make the right choices, up to Steve and I to make the right choices going forward to earn back their trust. And that is not going to be an overnight process. That's going to take some time, but it starts with getting the general manager pick done correctly and then with hiring the right head coach. Now, that's going to be a process that we're going to have to earn their trust again. And as I said, that's not going to happen overnight.
It's not, but you can quickly regain the trust of this fan base. They want to. Like, people are not out here wanting to not believe you and want to trust you. It's just that this is the position you've put them in. But if you hit on this GM, things will change very quickly.
Yeah, but to his point, though, you won't know. I mean, how many people know? I mean, you read the list of candidates. Like, you know, you don't know who these guys are. You know, I mean, you don't know where they've worked.
No. I mean, listen, what I've started to do, and this is true. Listen, we're in the industry. Do you know who Joe Sheen is? You know,
I do now.
You know who he is and where, but you don't know anything about him, right? You know his history now. You've read about it. Joe Hortus. Do you know anything about him? No, not really. Like, the coaches, you know a little bit about the potential GMs, which is in almost everyone's mind the most important hire. You're flying blind here, and that's people that are like involved in football. Really, don't know much about these guys. So you have to have blind faith that the Giants are going to finally, for the first time in a long time, do well when they put this guy in the position that he's going to be in very soon.
Yeah, well, here's the hope, right? And this will go a long way in the Giants fan base starting to regain trust and ownership, is if they stay true to their word and they do go outside the organization.
But that it feels like that's a done deal, doesn't it? Like, I would be stunned if they didn't go outside the organization now.
No, I agree with you. But that, I mean, that's step one. That's step one. Get comfortable with being a little uncomfortable. Bring someone in, fresh set of eyes, that doesn't, you know, is not familiar with the way the Giants do business.
Yep.
And they can take all the emotion out of it and really assess what needs to be done moving forward.
This is interesting. And I think the answer, even before we hear it, is absolutely it's desirable. But here's John Mara. How desirable is the GM job?
Based on the number of inquiries that I've had from prospective candidates, we're not going to be able to interview even 20% of all of them. This is a very desirable job. We happen to have a lot of draft capital coming up. I think this is an organization that people want to work for. So I've been heartened by the fact that so many people have expressed an interest, and including people who are very talented and who have a legitimate shot at getting the job. We haven't been turned down by anybody yet.
I have zero doubt that the Giants is a desirable job.
Yeah, but think about the guy. I mean, we don't know who they're going to end up hiring, right? They go through all this, all the interviews and everything else. They've had a couple, and we'll see. And you know, you're going to base how you feel about it largely on where this guy has gotten his experience. Right? Oh, you know, we like Joe Douglas because he was, you know, of his past experience, the teams he's, you know, he's worked with and the guys he's worked under. So he has all this, you know, all this experience. So now we felt like he takes that next step as the GM, that he'll be good at what he does. So you won't know, obviously. You'll recognize the name, you'll do whatever kind of research you want, and you'll lean on the fact that, you know, this guy worked for has had success, so he should know what he's doing. But the guy you're trying to attract, of course, the kind of personality that I would want, I want this guy to be borderline cocky, almost arrogant, where he says to himself, I'm so confident in what I can do. Yeah, give me the Giants. Give me these two first round draft picks. I'll make it work. That's what you want, because in the draw in New York is, if you're that confident in yourself and you think you can win, we talk about this all the time. There's no better place to win.
No better place to win. And you're telling me that if you, and you got to think that every single one of these guys has confidence and belief in himself. It's the Giants, right? It's New York. You got two first round picks. You got a high second round pick. You got two third round picks. Now you're in bad cap situation for now. That won't last forever. And they're going to let you do what you want to do. This is an attractive job.
And let's not forget the other thing, though. Even if it was, if it wasn't as attractive as it has been in the past, there's only 32 of these things. That's it.
You could have the most unattractive GM job in the NFL, and it's attractive.
Yeah, because again, it's like when we asked, and I knew it frustrated you, when we asked Mike T about, you know, the Giants job and would you keep Joe Judge? I mean, his answer. Yeah, I mean, I could work with her. They got talent here. I could make it work with Joe. Like, that's the level of confidence these guys have. Give me a situation, I'll make it work. So you're right. Even the worst NFL situation, these guys are so confident in what they're capable of doing that they'll make it. They'll take this bad situation and make it into a good situation.
And a good GM will do that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. If you say something like this...
That's a clown question, bro.
Or like this...
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Those are the ramblings of what we refer to as a knob.
Yeah, let's go testy and then knob.
And these are Knobservations.
Hi, yes. I apologize for not answering you earlier, Dave. I was talking
Whatever, I don't even care.
I was talking to our fine callers. Anyways, Knobservations brought to you by Jack Pocket. You're angry today. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I have a grade. Is this a real college, by the way?
I've heard.
Yeah, it's terrific.
I've also heard this.
I'll go to Knobservations if and when I want to go to Knobservations. That's right.
Glad we established.
So let me see how this works now. I ask you a question. You're nowhere to be found. But I say something like that, and I said it like 30 seconds ago. Boom, it's ready to go.
I was talking to a caller.
It's fine.
I'm not going to hang up
Continue.
On them.
Continue.
Listen.
He was doing his job like you should have been and gone to Knobservations 5 minutes ago.
See? Right. I was rooting for you 10 years ago. Please stop it.
a lot of football to get to. But you guys are a fan of trivia, so I want to throw this at you. This from Hembo yesterday. Rick probably already saw it. He consumes everything.
Of course he did.
So there's a team out there that missed the playoffs. They played more minutes with a lead this season than the Packers and the Titans. Those are the two number one seeds. Do you know who that team is? This is very novel.
I've seen it. I've seen it. I know the answer.
I'll say Buffalo.
No, missed the playoffs.
Buffalo. He said Buffalo's in the playoffs, you wagon.
I didn't hear that part of it.
All right, missed the playoffs.
Missed the playoffs last year.
Yep.
Oh.
Gross loss. Grotesque loss.
To a team that is interviewing Bill O'Brien today, it seems.
Billy O.
Yep.
I don't know.
The Colts, you. Come on.
I didn't understand the question.
Right, that's apparent.
Because you weren't listening. Because you're too busy.
I got things going on here.
You punted. Yeah, you punted.
Power play that you just went on.
Yeah, you punted. It's fine.
He quarterback sneaked.
Vocalizing things.
All righty. The Packers expect Aaron Rodgers to be 100% healthy next week after the first round bye. But in the meantime, what's Rodgers doing? He's talking to Pat McAfee, making fun of the Giants.
3rd and 9 on the -5.
Oh.
Let's go with QB sneak.
You would call timeout there? We'd audible? Hey,
call that one in, Matt, and let's see what happens. That ain't flying.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Fourth quarter.
Unbelievable. The breakdown that Orlovsky had on that was pretty amazing.
That was Dave laughing. Also,
it's such a stupid take from Aaron Rodgers.
Go on.
Well, it is, because you're Aaron Rodgers. No one is going to ever call a quarterback sneak with you on third down.
He knows that. That's not what he's saying. He knows that. He's not saying that he would get the play call because he's Aaron Rodgers. He's saying in that moment, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, it's embarrassing.
No, he's saying if that was ever me, no. I'd freak out. We know that.
No, that is not what he was
saying.
He should
just be quiet. I've had enough of Aaron Rodgers, really.
You take Aaron Rodgers in a seat, you drive to Green Bay right now and pick him up.
Yeah, I absolutely would. 100%. But you're so funny. Oh, Aaron. Oh, you're such a hysterical guy. Big liar.
They want to give me 4 years, $120 million. I'll laugh like that for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. He's a buddy. Oh, Aaron.
Hey, don't roll it out. All right.
No, with Dave's attitude. We're not going anywhere with this attitude.
Yeah, no.
We're going to Vegas.
That'll be the beginning at the end. All righty. So, do you remember Olin Krutz? I think you do. Longtime center for the Bears.
Of course, number 57.
That's right.
Love the crouton.
So
not the crouton, Olin Krutz.
I'm just saying. I like the crouton. Well,
who doesn't like the crouton?
Oh, big fan. So he was on with 670 The Score in Chicago, and they were talking to him and asking would he come aboard the Chicago staff if terms were right and help correct the offensive line. And here's what he said.
Are you talking about for free? Because the last time they offered me a job, they offered me $15 an hour. So that wasn't enough. So I wouldn't come in there and help them work because nothing is for free.
They didn't really offer you a job for $15 an hour, did they?
I wouldn't make that up then. Yes, they did. That's the way they do business. What? Those are the things that have to change, right? This is what we're talking about, right?
Mm. Wow.
Are you kidding me?
It doesn't sound like it.
This guy was a multiple-time Pro Bowl center, and you offered him the same as like a fast food worker to help out on their offensive line?
I take it as a positive. If you're out there making $15 an hour listening to the show, we thank you, first of all. Second of all, you too could work for the Bears.
You too could fix their offensive line for $15 an hour.
Because $15 an hour.
You sit back as a fan, and you think certain things aren't possible in sports. Oh, it's so big. It's professional sports. You hear things.
It's all possible.
Yep, it's all.
Anything is possible.
Rick had to pay for sodas in a vending machine.
They sold my sweatshirt as a game you sweatshirt.
Didn't they take them out of your stall?
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, I love
Where's
it.
My clothing? We sold it.
We sold it.
You can buy it back, though. It's out there. I'll give you a number.
For 120% of what we sold it at.
Did you see Joe Judge yesterday and the day he had? So after getting fired, Joe Judge was not going to let the world hold him down. Picture surfaced on TMZ. Did you either of you see this?
I saw it. I don't like this, by the way. Can't we just leave the guy alone?
Well, leave him alone or not, this is what happened. He ordered 9 pizzas.
My man.
And so many cases of Mick Ultra and Coors Light, they had to be dollied in. Which I respect.
I like that.
That's a man with...
Listen, he's had a tough couple of weeks, and he's going to let himself go a little bit.
He really has. Do you think he talks to his family the way he talks to the media and his team?
No, I bet he ordered the pizzas like that.
Well, 9 pizzas.
Give me those 9 pizzas right there. You can do it as hard as you can for as long as you can.
That's right. I want history to each wrong. Pizza. This I want to pepperoni wrong, with the history.
Do some push-ups. Here's my credit card number, but don't check on that right there.
Nothing that needs to be looked into or anything of that nature.
I've got great credit.
Great credit.
Nothing that needs to be looked into or anything of that nature.
That's right. Never lie to you. Never lie to anybody.
We're going to line up in the V formation here and sneak those pizzas right through the door, right?
Right there. That's right. Get out of the truck and just take one step forward.
Give me the reverse T-bone right there.
I'll meet you there.
Wife doesn't know I'm getting that beer, so let's sneak that right down the basement right there.
Meet you at the curb.
Oh, there's actually tears in my mouth.
Don't tax yourself getting out of the car.
And you said just a minute ago we should leave the guy alone.
I know, but it's funny.
It's funny. It's not right, but it's funny.
I got roped in, but you guys evil.
All right. Raymond, how about an intro, please?
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
The man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Why are you naked?
Well, that was very funny.
Hold on, quickly, too. Did you guys see this? Just to add on to the Joe Judge thing. Did you see how he told his staff that he got fired?
No.
He had his assistant send them a text.
That's nice.
Doesn't seem like the right thing to do.
By the way.
I file everything.
Come over for 9 pizzas and you're fired. Pizza, beer, and your resume. See you there.
I'm looking at eyes because I can see everything in your eyes.
Oh, it's sad that this is what it's turned into. But anyways, we move on. So this week's story starts with a good Samaritan. There's a gentleman, and he sees another guy lying on the sidewalk as he walks by. And he goes over to make sure he's okay and finds out that he's breathing and puts two and two together and assumes he's going through a tough time if this man's sleeping on the sidewalk. So what does he do? He has some spare clothes with him. So he actually drops them next to the guy, thinking he's doing something right. So he starts to walk away. He's no more than 2 steps away. The man that's on the sidewalk bursts to his feet, runs towards the man that just gave him some clothes. You think he's going to tackle him or something. What does he do? Reaches into his pocket, takes his wallet, and runs away.
He mugged him.
But then he falls down.
Oh.
And the cops show up.
Oh,
and
no.
What's amazing is, I don't know if this was a mark, if he did some intel. When the cops recovered the wallet and cash, he had $1,500 on him.
Wow.
Why was he sleeping on the couch then?
I don't know.
Well, no, it wasn't the guy living on the streets wallet, was it?
They just said he had $1,500 on him, so I doubt that wallet was holding $1,500 cash.
Well, no, is it the wallet that he stole from the guy?
It was $1,500 total. I don't know the itemized. He had cash of his own. I don't know.
It sounds like he hit a lot of people.
Yeah.
Why is he sleeping on the street for then?
Yeah. What? So he's doing it to mug people.
Oh, it says a ruse.
Yeah.
Setting I don't have any idea about this one.
Yeah, so did it happen in Florida?
I'm saying no.
I'm going to say no as well.
I will also say no.
That's a job well done. It's right here in our backyard. So this is, I tell you, be careful who you leave close to. It may anger someone.
Where did it happen?
In Manhattan.
In New York City.
It did.
Do you have an actual location?
Bing bong. I do. It happened on 81st and 5th.
Well, that's prime real estate.
It's right around here.
Yeah, so be careful out there. See, we bring you a lot with DHIF. Not
we
always
really
laughing.
Do.
Sometimes this is why you're the best. Your reads are spotless.
His reads are better than our reads, by the way.
No, they're way better. Pregnant Paul. I'm being honest. They're beautiful reads. But you know that Dave's going to ask you questions like that, so you have to know exactly where exactly.
You know what? You can berate me. That's a great story in its own right. Finding out it happened in New York City adds to it. 81st and 5th. That makes it much better.
No, I know, but this is why I'm giving him credit.
There's somebody on 81st and 5th at a stoplight right now, just staring at people, being like, "You're the one. You're the guy.
Look at you, your beautiful new champion sweatshirt, your wallet full with cash."
All right, that's Knobs and DF, brought to you by Jackpocket, the Jackpocket app. Play official state lottery games right on your phone. Download the app and get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket free using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service.
A little late night Rangers tonight, so Santiago can get no
sleep. When was the last time you paid for something in cash?
I went to the barber the other day, paid in cash.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
you could use a haircut. I can't even tell you. I mean, $1,500 in cash?
That's a lot. No, I haven't had cash like that in a long time.
No,
that's a lot of cash.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Did we say we were going to try to get Renan on?
Yes.
Well, we don't have a lot of time. You want me to text him quickly?
No, cold call him right now.
No. No. I've already done that with you.
Wake him up.
No. First of all, you think Renan is not awake? The Giants are in the midst of looking for a new GM and coach.
Yeah, but he's all over the place. He may be a little tired. Speaking of which, did you hear how long Kay slept the other day and was still tired?
How long did he sleep?
He went to bed at 9:30, he said.
And,
what time did he wake up?
At 8:45.
No. Keep going.
This had to be a weekend day.
No. It was yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
But he has children.
Yeah, but his children were at school. I think Jody
drove the kids. Clearly, he didn't help them get ready for school. All right, so he went to bed at 9:30 and woke up at 10:45.
No, keep going.
11?
1:30.
What? That's insane.
1:30.
He slept for like 16 hours,
and he said he had to pull himself out. He could have went more.
Well, and I'm being sincere. Like, something's not right.
That's what Don said to him. He said he had to go get checked out.
He absolutely.
Like, it's a lot of sleep.
No. Oh, Jordan says he'd love to come on right now.
If I had 15 hours of sleep in one night, that's like
I wouldn't feel well. Too much. It's too much sleep. I wouldn't feel well.
That's like three extra nights of sleep for me.
Yeah.
At least.
That's a week's sleep for me. Like that's five nights sleep for me. I would say sincerely that's 3 to 4 nights of sleep for me.
Yeah. I usually get four and a half hours a night.
All right. Guests on this show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Stay tuned. Beginning at 10 o'clock tonight. Nice late drop of the puck. Ugh. 10 o'clock pregame. 10:30 is when they drop the puck. Maybe even like 10:40-ish for the Bet Rivers Online Sportsbooks New York Rangers pregame show brought to you by Bet Rivers. Bet on the New York game on Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. And here comes some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. So, RJ, you can call Renan. We'll set the shot clock 35 seconds. We'll go boom, 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 and we'll move on from Renan very quickly, just get a little insight, information into what's going on with the Giants right now. So we haven't spent any time on this. They deserve it, the Nets last night. Like I said minutes ago, Rick, there are not a lot of games which excite me about the Nets, right? Even if they lose to whoever, who cares? But last night was there's a couple teams that are kind of the cream of the Eastern Conference right now, right? There's Milwaukee, there's Chicago, there's the Nets. And it felt like they took last night as kind of a real statement game.
A measuring stick game.
Yeah, a measuring stick game. Let's see what you have against the elite in the Eastern Conference. And they hammered Chicago.
Hammered them. And they scored 138 points. Kyrie had 9 points.
How scary is that, by the way?
No, it's scary. I mean, that's the first place team. The Bulls have been great. DeRozan's been great. I mean, they lost They lost Derek Jones Jr. earlier in that game, but it doesn't matter. I mean, when those three are together, I mean, they're 13-3 when those three play together.
But if they, if they got 20-point efforts from Dayron Sharp and Patty Mills.
Well, Patty Mills has been good for them, man. I mean, he made six threes last night.
And he's a lights-out shooter. He really is.
Dude, they outscored Chicago. I think
in
it was
the third, they crushed them.
39-19 in the third quarter. 39-19. I mean, the real story with them is you know, what's going to happen with Kyrie moving forward? Because now there's talk that they could pay the fines. I don't know if that's
Well, I saw that the other day. So if you play him at home and he's not vaccinated, you're paying a $5,000 fine per game?
No, not per game. First game he plays is a warning.
Right.
Second
but,
game
and
he
it,
plays
but it but it builds up to $5,000 a game.
To $5,000.
So why, I mean, first of all, how is that a fine?
Well, that's for normal people. I mean, that's if you go against the mandate. I mean, $5,000 for just someone that's not Kyrie Irving or the Brooklyn Nets is a lot of money.
Well, that's a real shot. But come on, I mean, how about this? Even if you couldn't, you see this playoffs game seven, you're home. You haven't played them once at home. You know, let's play them at home. There's not even a fine.
Yeah,
even
I don't know if that, five. That might go. That might be above whoever's making the decisions with the Nets. So that could be an NBA decision.
Where the NBA just cracks down and says you can't do that.
Yeah, it's a bad look for the NBA. And plus, remember too, the owner. I mean, the owner's been outspoken about how he feels people getting vaccinated, right? When the whole thing happened, where they decided that if he was going to be a part-time player, he wasn't going to play. I mean, I'm looking at some of his quotes from back then. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think it's a matter of belief. I think it's a matter of fact. It's science. The economy's open. People are able to socialize because of the vaccine. So, I mean, it feels like unless the mandate changes, Kyrie's going to be playing road games.
Yep, it feels like that. And how about last night? Kyrie plays unvaccinated, but you can't go to the game unless you're vaccinated.
The whole thing makes no sense.
It really does.
The whole thing makes no
sense. The whole thing, the rules and regulations make no sense of what they're trying to do here. You know who we have on the line?
Jordan Renan, I hope. Superstar.
The Giggler. Jordan Renan. Good morning, Jordan. How you doing?
We're doing all right here. You know, I just gave my 2-year-old Lucky Charms and threw her on Paw Patrol to talk to you, so.
Wow.
That's
a very sugary cereal for a 2-year-old, Jordan.
You know, this is what happens when your kids are like 10 and 2 and there's such a wide range as the 2-year-old.
There's such thing as condoms, Jordan. I'm not sure if you knew that.
Oh, dear God. I mean, Jordan. I apologize for that.
That's a big gap.
Should I really make you feel like an idiot and tell you that we
don't do it. I know the backstory. You don't want to embarrass Rick at all.
I'm happy for you. Paw Patrol was a good call on the TV for the kid.
I like that. Reversal.
Now, Jordan, we discussed earlier on the show. We love you, right? You know that, right?
Oh, wait, where's this going?
Well, I'll be honest. You tend to be a tad long-winded. And we really want to kind of keep your answers to a minimum today. So if we could keep them to kind of a shot clock in college basketball, 35 seconds or less, we would love that. You think that's doable?
Let's go.
Okay. Why was that press conference not live anywhere to be found yesterday, and they had a whole taped thing and then released it after?
Good question. The only theory that I would have to that is that they wanted to kind of make sure that it didn't kind of go off the rails. That's one theory. The other one is, I don't know, the Zoom aspect of it and then broadcasting and everywhere. That's the other thing. I don't know if there's any complications with that, but yeah, the idea, my number one theory is what if, the questions start to get ugly and they didn't want that going out to everybody.
Jordan, why do you think he got so upset? Upset when he was pushed on his brother and nephew being as involved as they are.
Because that's his family. That's why. You know, they take that person. This isn't like a new thing that family's involved in big business. You know, the Giants are not the only team to have family involved in their NFL operations. Hardly. You know, there's other organizations that are out there. I know the Chargers are one for sure. I think it's just that, you know, it hit close to home for him. And look, the Giants have been this big, great, you know, well-run organization that's been the narrative on them for years and years and years, and they've never gotten questions on these things before, right? They've never been to these depths. Now, things have changed. The Giants are learning what their new reality is, and that's that they're a bad organization, and everything is kind of on board.
Be wary of the shot clock, Jordan. We're doing a great job so far. Jordan Renan with us on the Giants, 98.7 ESPN. All right, so we know that they've had a couple of interviews for GM. Kind of walk us through, break us down of what's next, what's happening, time-wise for the decision, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, Quinton Harris from the Cardinals, Ryan Poles from the Chiefs. That's today's on today's schedule, I believe. Look, they're going to go through a bunch of guys, a lot of guys here, organizations they think are winning organizations, and really collect a lot of information and see, hey, what are these other teams doing that are having success that maybe we're not doing? Like, how are they set up? How are they operating? Because the Giants, let's be fair, they need to bring their operations into 2022. And I think that's going to involve merging coaching staff and front office and personnel. It's always been sort of a separation between church and state between the two. And now you see with the GM and head coach being hired together, I think for the first time, and this will make you happy, Dave, is that they're going to be, you know, united and sort of one group instead of, you know, working on separate planes and, you know, like the bad teams do.
Jordan Renan joins us here on the show. Jordan, so I know, I mean, between the 11-minute answer, the, you know, third and nine sneak and everything else, I mean, there were, it felt like, honestly, Joe Judge was trying to get fired. That's obviously not the case. But if you could point to one thing that you think was the reason why they decided that it was time to move on, was it, I mean, I almost get the feeling like they called some of these GMs and the GM said, no, we're all set. We don't want Joe Judge as our head coach. What was the one reason you could point to, if there is one?
Yeah, I think it was the public pressure and the pressure and the fact that they were a punchline after all. Like, they wanted to keep Joe Judge. We know that. That was at least several weeks back I'm talking about. And then things started to fall apart. And the fact that they were becoming a punchline, and then, you know, they're going to the general manager search, and some of these guys, you know, this definitely would not have been their preference to bring Joe Judge back. I think that pressured them, pressured the organization. I always say, coaches get fired when there's such a public outcry and the fans are so upset that eventually it's going to affect the ability of the organization to run effectively and the bottom line of the owners. And that, to me, what happened here.
Jordan, we appreciate you feeding your child a sugary cereal and putting on a two-rate, second-rate.
No, don't talk down.
I'm not
Paw
a fan
Patrol.
Of Paw Patrol. It's I never appreciated
show.
That. No, I don't think
great
so.
Great show.
But Jordan, we appreciate you. Thank you for a couple minutes. The answers were concise and clear. You're the best, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, do it again. Have a good show.
Thank Bye. You. Thank you. That, of course, is Jordan Renan.
That was an
excellent
nice
work from Jordan.
Nice call.
Very well done. And you know what? Sometimes you need tough love, and I told him he's got to be quicker, and he was.
No, it would be something that I would be offended by early on and then realize, you know what, it's probably in my best interest to tighten this thing up.
Yeah, he did a great job. This will be interesting for you. Hercules and Yonkers. Good morning, Hercules. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're both doing really well, Hercules. What do you have this
All
morning?
All right. I listen to you guys every morning, and I just had to call in. Both of my parents went to Tougaloo University.
Come on.
Yeah. In Jackson, Mississippi. They grew up in Canton. Both of them went to Tougaloo University. So I just had to call in.
Did they enjoy their – did they meet at Tougaloo?
No, they knew. They met way before that. But, yeah, that's I just had to do it. I had to call in.
Wow.
Big fan of the show. I'm like Omar, Buffalo Bills fan, New York Knicks, and Mets.
Well, Hercules, we appreciate it. I'm glad you can confirm the Tougaloo, in fact, is a school. And they had a narrow loss last night to Southeast Louisiana, 77-72. But there you have it. Confirmation, Tougaloo is, in fact, legitimate. Santiago needs 2 minutes for 3 stars. Go ahead, Santiago.
Today's 3 stars.
Before we begin, what's with taking the shots at Paw Patrol? What's that about?
There were Blue's Clues I liked.
No, stop.
What do you mean stop?
No, I mean
I never cared for Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol's a terrific show. The kids love Paw Patrol.
That's fine. But you know James who I love the Backyardigans. Big fan of the Backyardigans.
Not familiar with that one.
Not
really?
Your backyard.
Pablo? Tasha?
Dog poop everywhere.
Number three.
Let's give respect to RJ Barrett, who seems to be growing up before our eyes. Guys, reminder, he still is the youngest Nick, but anyway, here's RJ saying he was in attack mode the whole team last night.
Well, I just stayed aggressive, you know, just stayed aggressive, tried to read what the game was giving me. We were getting stops and we were able to run out, so it's a lot less pressure, a lot less half-court defense. It's a lot more fun that way. Julius was really pushing the ball when he got it, too. So it was like we were just playing basketball out there.
Shout out to Julius.
Number two.
Okay, so this is kind of long and winding, but Rick's opened the show talk about, like, Cassie hears squirrels or other critters in the ceiling, and that leads to a discussion that leaves Dave mocking Rick's wife.
Fine, then I'm going to get up and I'm going to go sleep on the couch. Goodbye.
She's eating the couch, and then eventually we got into somehow spiders and in the mouth and that whole myth that we eat spiders in our sleep.
You're eating spiders?
Reliable source Britannica says that that is not true, so we'll follow up on that.
We're going to believe that, yeah.
Number one.
Number one. Leading into observations.
I'll go to observations if and when I want to go to observations.
Because he really wanted to get in the, is this a fake school or not? And that brought us the wonderful...
Boogaloo.
Boogaloo University. Toogaloo University is an actual place, which Hercules just confirmed. So happy that Hercules' parents met. Produced Hercules, great listener of the show. Go to Toogaloo University.
That's right. Where only good things happen, at Toogaloo University. All right. So coming up at 8 o'clock here on 98.7 ESPN, KJM, Keyshawn, J. Will, they join us right now. Guys, I'm hearing you're on polar opposite sides about Kyrie Irving. Should he play the home games and just the Nets pay the $5,000 measly fine for him to play games at home? What do we say?
I don't think we're on opposite sides. I just think that for me, I'm like, yeah, okay, if he can play, whatever the case is, but it's the optics that I'm worried about. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about how it looks. I'm thinking about how it feels. The optics of the NBA, the optics of people just in general, how they look at the Nets and all you care about is trying to win basketball and win a championship game, and how will they handle that sort of thing?
I'm on the side, guys. Yes. All I care about is winning a championship. And the way I would go about winning a championship, I'm not saying you do it during the regular season, but when the playoffs come, you're telling me I have to pay fines that accumulate to a total of $68,000 for me to have one of the most gifted, offensive, prolific scorers on the court with Kevin Durant and James Harden. In a league that feels wide open, yeah, I will be willing to do that. You know why? Because there are people that come into my building and play at the Barclays Center who are unvaccinated, and it's not a part of the conversation. There's no uphaul of anger about that. I know there's a lot of polarization around Kyrie Irving, but if I'm Joe Tsai, I'm thinking thoroughly about when the playoffs come, 16 games. I'm willing to pay that fine to win a championship.
Isn't it a bad look, though, Jay? Like Keyshawn, like, I don't know. For me, it's just...
But other people are doing it, guys. Other people, like, there are a whole slew of other players out there who are unvaccinated, who are playing games.
Yeah, but hasn't the whole thing been a bad look, though? I mean, I think I lean towards Key and think it's a bad look, and I'm not sure the NBA would sign off on it. But, I mean, they came out and said, listen, Kyrie's not going to be a part-time player until they realize that we're probably not going to win a championship without Kyrie, so now Kyrie is playing. I mean, haven't they shown you that that's what they're most focused on? They can't let this championship window go by without winning a championship?
Well, one thing, the league doesn't need to sign off on it. This is not a league rule. This is a city rule. And the city has stipulations in place where they get fined. Look, I own a restaurant in New York City. It's called The Cabin. If you allow somebody in, we are going to get fined. You pay the fine if you get caught. Like, that's a city municipality rule. Like, so, hey, if that's the rule, they're in place, the city has to reprimand me. I'll pay the fine happily. Here's what's stipulated in your clauses that say, here are the fines. You get a slap on the wrist for the first game. You get a $1,000 fine for the second, a $2,000 game fine for the third game, and then it's $5,000 every other game after that. Okay, that's your stipulation. I'll pay the fine.
Yeah, it's just more about the optics of it. I'd love to see him playing. Look, at the end, I don't really care. I'm just talking about the way that society would look at it and try and create, not necessarily a problem, but noise about look at what they're doing, even though it's not an NBA rule, it's a city rule, but guess what it is? It's a rule.
It just thinks, okay, because Chicago has the same rule in place that New York City does, but yet Kyrie Irving is allowed to play in the United States.
Yes, because... He is a visiting player.
What does that mean? That's the same thing.
But it's not the same thing because it says visiting.
But why for visiting and why for not?
I didn't make the rule.
The rules are dumb. We totally agree with that. The rules are moronic. That being said, like them or not, those are the rules.
Exactly, Jay. You went to Duke.
So I get it, but that's what I'm saying. If the rules are the rules, and if you break it, look, if you get a speeding ticket, you pay the fine, right?
Yeah, but that don't mean that you're supposed to just be speeding. There's a reason you shouldn't speed.
If speeding helps anyone, I shouldn't be talking about speeding.
It's the rules. Anyway, yeah, Jay, before really we let you go, you're burying the lead. Why have we not, and when will we be invited to the cabin?
Well, you guys are always invited to the cabin, obviously. I mean, first time I'm telling you guys about it, and you guys are, we're talking basketball. You know, now we're transitioning into my time of the year, guys.
Oh, the cabin. We can't wait for the conversations, restaurant, the cabin. We look forward to that. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.